I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to the United Nations, more than 1.3 million people in southern Sudan are at risk of starvation. Reach Global's Tony Freitas says they're working to get food into the region while training the Sudanese through community health evangelism to help them to use their locally available resources to solve their own problems.
They're also trained in taking biblical principles that go along with what they have learned to share the gospel with people in their community. So the only real good side of this whole situation is it's an opportunity to take the gospel to these people.
Meanwhile, two believers in China were recently imprisoned for humanitarian service, according to China Aid. Li Mingshun and Zhang Yonghu received a 10-year prison term for helping North Korean refugees across China's border. North Koreans have been persecuted in China for years, and China Aid says this sentence underscores that mistreatment. Families of the missionaries are appealing for their release. Pray that these believers are set free and that awareness grows of persecuted refugees. And millions of people will be able to understand God's Word thanks to the work of Biblica, formerly IBS STL. Biblica just dedicated a new translation of God's Word in Kenya. The group's vice president, Benedict Omolo, says,
"We launched the Kiswahili Bible. Now, the Kiswahili Bible is not just relevant for the Kenyan market. This is a language that is spoken in East and Central Africa. We're talking of about eight nations that use Kiswahili as a language. So right there, we've got a target of about 60 million speakers."
While Kiswahili speakers had a Bible, Omolo says it was old and hard to understand. The new translation is written simply and will affect the average Kiswahili speaker. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.